Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello. Is everybody there?
I'm
here.
All right, I was just bringing everybody up. All right, so that was a little bit of Slayer. We started out with a huge loss in the music world today. We have to pay our homage to Jeff Hanneman from Slayer, died. So we've got some more Slayer for the after party.
All right.
We got some Slayer for the after party?
We got more Slayer for the after party. We do.
Oh, yeah.
You have my rock pants on.
Yeah.
Have you ever
no,
seen
I remember...
Then?
Yeah. I saw Slayer. It was one of the Masters of Metal tours. It was Slayer, Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax was there. Exodus was there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you have your long hair then?
Mm-hmm. Sure as fuck did. Swung that shit around. Had my hourglass figure. I was all thin back in high school.
You even had an hourglass figure back then, huh? Lady killer.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Not bad at all. How's the weather out there in Michigan, Mr. C.T. Taylor?
It is so nice. And I got a guest with us in the studios right now is Alicia, and she's the new secretary occupying the ground. She's my bitch.
She's
your bitch. Hey, Alicia, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Not bad at all.
You guys finally have good weather out there, huh?
Oh, so nice.
It's been sunny. It's nice. It's been raining for 2 months, so some sun is good.
Yeah. It reminds me of the mornings, dude. Like, it's really nice. Like, you know, in the mornings in Albuquerque, it's like 70 before it starts to heat up. Just kind of like a little breeze. I like it, man. For sure. So what are you up to, Ben? What have you been up to in your life right now?
I am drinking some grape juice. My evening sponsored by marijuana. What's your evening sponsored by, Corey?
Oh, yeah. Ours is sponsored by marijuana and my beautiful new bull, Packy. He is an elephant, and he's red, white, and blue. I kind of like him.
Fantastic. Michigan glad.
And then some wine, for sure.
What about you, Mary Stockton?
Strawberry
daiquiri. What's your evening?
I'm having a strawberry daiquiri.
Ooh.
Right
on, you're right.
Pretty princessy.
Yep. All right, so I was cruising through Reverb Nation, and I ended up with a whole bunch of Albuquerque artists to play tonight, and they're mostly ones that we're not familiar with. I got some Just Lazarus, and we do know those guys, but the rest of these are all people that we've not met. So I think we've got Frankie Metro from Cleftaw should be calling in a little bit later. I just heard from Dustin he's got to work late, so he may call in at the very, very tip end of the show. We'll see what happens. But let's start off with some music. And I got a band here from Albuquerque called The Infield, and I like them. They had a decent amount of stuff up there for free download too, which I always like to see. All the bands we're playing tonight you can find on Reverb Nation and usually on Facebook too. So here we go.
Let's do it.
All right.
Thank you.
Falling like stars. So I'm heavy now.
Kosha.
Who was before them? I think I've seen them.
Okay, that was Jacosha, and right before them was just Lazarus.
Oh, yeah,
so
I have
course
seen
you've seen
them.
Sal Gomez has been on our show. That's right. And
Sal Gomez, yeah.
I was on Rips and Raps 1 week with Luke DeGuat.
He has an amazing
yeah,
day. Oh, my God.
Doesn't
it's
he?
Like all custom
fretless.
Dude, it's beautiful. Yeah.
We got to get him on the show, too.
That we do. All right. It's a good night. It's this wind out here, this gusts have gusto. It's like, whoo, and the sandia's on fire. It's going to be one hell of a fire season this year. Are you ready?
Right. For sure. I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's go have a fire. Bonfire season. I want to organize a camping trek. I want to take like at least 20 people, and I want to set up tent cities. I want some of the like 12 by 24 canopies with that you can just put like tapestries or blankets around the side. I want some of the 12 by 12.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we should do that this year at least once. You know, get everybody together and go do it.
Yeah, we have to be by some kind of body of water, though.
I miss Michigan so much, and the water here, there's so much of it. It's just everywhere. Like there's like
you're in the land.
Yeah, a lot of lakes.
Land of lakes, right?
Yeah. Right, it's kind of crazy coming from like the desert, being in the desert for so many years, and then you move back to Michigan, and you're like, literally, it's like swamp, like lakes, and... Like, we're in the middle of a forest. Everything just looks so green.
Yeah, she just came back from Vegas, so she's kind of experiencing the same thing, you know what I mean, from the desert to the
culture
thing.
Shock.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, Vegas gets hot, too.
Yeah.
And windy.
Some good jams you're playing there, Ben. So, Frankie's going to call
you.
In. Who else is calling in?
I think it's probably just Frankie. And,
all right, so this
we'll
weekend we
happens.
Have... We have the Cinco de Mayo celebration starting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're going to do the 4th of the May over at the damn bar. We got the band with No Name, G.R. Swartzen, and Epic's going to do some stuff. It's going to be a fun night for sure. And then there's all kinds of stuff going on. So if you're out and about and, you know, check your alibi, check your Facebook, go see some local live music, support the local live scene, and have fun. Put on your dancing jeans.
Hell yeah. And if any of you are listening, come check out Mo Doggies this Saturday for Soul Rhythm. They're going to be there. It's going to be a really good show. Check it out. Like I said, I'll be there filming. If you want your picture taken, check it out.
I can't wait to see some of these videos, Corey.
What's that?
Right.
I said I can't wait to see some of these videos that you've been shooting.
I'm excited to unveil them. I've just been kind of, you know, working with things, and there's two routes that I'm going with it right now, and I haven't decided which path. So I think maybe within about a week or two, I think it'll be coming out, and I think you guys will really, really enjoy it. I'm gonna keep it kind of a surprise. And then you guys,
that's
just,
cool.
Like I hate it.
I don't even know what he has in store. He hasn't told me yet either.
Yeah, it's top secret.
Yeah. And Faithless James has some stuff he's been working on too, but ever since he got his promotion at the West, he's had like limited time to mess around with it. And
yeah,
if you notice, he hasn't called in and played piano for us the last couple weeks. I don't even know if he's listening right now. He was like our one listener for that
for
we
like,
can count
for
on.
Like,
you know?
Episode 12
count on him for sure. Boost our rating.
I was kind of incognito last week as well.
You know what I mean?
Right, and I wanted to talk about that, Mary, because last week was Mary Sauce's
birthday.
And she called in for a second to inform us that she was on a mushroom fueled adventure in the forest with
You sound like so much fun.
It really
Fairies
was. 4 hours, but literally it was like 2 years. And it was an amazing adventure. The moon was beautiful and full. I seen like one of the biggest fireball shooting stars in my life, and it was just like the whole vibe was excellent. It was a great way to start off my 32nd year for sure. Excited
awesome.
For this year.
And you were there with Sada and Elena. And damn it, I still have that really cool piece of.
You know what's really cool? So, like, I called in, and you were playing Dan Garduño, and we were sitting in a circle, and, like, I put it on freaking speaker, and Dan's sitting next to me, and I'm like, hey, that's you. So it was, like, the perfect moment to call in. Do you have any more of Dan to play for?
I do. I've got a whole album that I found on for download. It's like, I don't know, 7 or 8 songs. We played him a few times now, Mary. You're just usually drunk. We played So like
I'm
three different
really drunk. Fuck you. I'm just in the mode, all right? Calm down.
All right. Yeah, seriously, the first you've noticed that we've played him, that's cool. We totally need to get Dan on the show, too. And Kaya, too. I think they should come on and, like, play something live for us. That's what I think they should do both, too.
Yeah.
We have, like,
when I get my new pad, we'll have to have an Occupy Underground freaking show from there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What about it? Oh my gosh.
So yeah. All right. What else is going on?
I don't know. Should we play some music? Should we be talking to one of us?
I have something going on in my life that I want to share.
All right.
Cool. All right. So we this is another Albuquerque guy.
Demise.
Demise. And I was interested to see when I found this guy on Facebook that my niece and her ex-boyfriend or boyfriend, I don't know if they're dating or not, it goes back and forth, but they had both liked this guy's page up in Denver. So people elsewhere, you know, have heard of this guy too, which is really cool. Good for him. And his music's nice too. I like it. Here we go, Demise.
About to roll out to the stove. Grab me a pack of smokes and a cold ass 40. Then I'm gonna call up my dealer to get me a nice fat sack of weed. Yeah, pack of 40 and get drunk. Lift up a blunt, rub that super sticky stuff. It's time to party, get fucked up. Keep on doing it till you had enough. Time to party, do it nice and hearty. Feel the rhythm of the beat course to your body. Looking like a Barbie, drunk off a cardi. If you passing out, we busting out the shopping. This place is jumping, I'm on the stage blunted. Drinking rum and coke, even on a Sunday. It's another fun day without any gumping. Get it out as fuck, no matter what some say. Chilling on a Monday, fast acting chronic. I can smell it in the bag, it sits in my pocket. Someone complain about the smell of vomit. This will clear it up, cause it's a bomb shit. Roll up a swisher, like a blunt twister. Mary Jane, I love her, so I'm gonna if you take the left, then I'm gonna dish ya. Just crack the 40 of American Pilsner. Let's crack the 40s and get drunk. Twist up a bunch of that super sticky stuff. It's time to party, get fucked up. Keep on doing it till you ain't enough.
Hey, I'm still hungover. Don't remember last time I was sober. Blunt rap laced up with a quarter. Turn down the music, cops on the corner. Now turn it up,
turn it up.
Let's keep it going. Whole magnet, don't bring your hoe in.
Down here.
We throw keggers. Eggs up if you throwing up letters.
Stop tripping.
Bitch missing. House packed up, music keeps skipping. Fucked up now, slow motion. Shoot up, red cup, I'm coasting. Train wrecking, stay bottled up. Toasted up in the back, getting swallowed up. I'm coming up, hoes passed out. Smoking blunt road chips, about to mash out.
Drinking on Bacardi, feeling hella low, I'm the racist to my body. Blowing roadside so you know I'm stoned.
phone. Really wanna party, better bring them bones. Getting hella crunk, cause I'm in my zone. Ain't no party if there ain't no puss. Ain't no fun if there ain't no sluts. I'm pussing a girl bar, chilling with my fam. We drinking hard liquor so you wouldn't understand. Gotta have the 40s, that was the plan. Back with the weed with a little bit of yay. I'm trying to have fun, so beer pong. I will play, I'm getting hella hyped like I'm from the Bay. It's time to party, so get fucked up. It's time to party, so put your blunts up. It's time to party, so fill up your cups. Let's crack 40s and get drunk. Twist up a bunch of that super sticky stuff. It's time to party, get fucked up. Keep on doing it till you had enough. Let's crack 40s and get drunk. Twist up a bunch of that super sticky stuff. It's time to party, get fucked up. Fiesta during our fiesta, bitch. It's the KID, Dimas, Juan Gambino, Mexico's most hated. What to do with it, bitch?
dry up, but I'm dreading that like 2 Chainz.
I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it back. I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it back. Focus, 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 focus. I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it
man,
back.
Man, I'm late. Focus. Focus, y'all rappers are bogus. And in case you haven't noticed, I'm the thotest of the thotest. Get more money than you,
I do.
Get more money than them. Y'all some cubic zirconias, I'm blemish free like a gym. I chop the block like kung fu, riding around on 22s. 20 TVs inside, it's such an amazing view. Black and black, Escalade, big body whipping like I'm falling off the balcony. I'm wood grain gripping, yellow bones wanna ride with me. Tryna be my sidekick, saying we can split it 50-50. I'm like, chick, you ain't getting itch. Y'all know, they know, I'm selfish with this task. It don't matter if it lasts, cause I'm gonna make it back.
I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it back. I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it back. Focus, 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 focus. Focus, I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it back. Focus, 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 focus. I be all about that paper stack. I spend it, then I get it back. It disappear like where it's at. I spend it, then I get it back. Focus, 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 focus. Focus, 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 focus.
All right, that was a guy named Lil Pat. Lil Pat, P-A-T, sorry. That's that marijuana. Oh, yeah, here's Mary. There we go. And right before that was a band called Method Blank, and they're one of the bands that was picked to play at Edgefest along with Good Green and Sean Sutton's band, Give Me My Moon Back. I'm having trouble unmuting Mary for some reason. You're there, right, Corey?
Yeah, I'm here. So that band that, from Edgefest, what was their name again?
That was the Method Blank. I'm going to have Mary call back.
Oh, hey, Ben, I got something that's going to make you a little jealous.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Iron Man 3 tomorrow at the drive-in, bro.
Really? At a drive-in, Corey? That's so cool. We had this drive-in up in Denver, and they had two screens that faced each other and like a chain link fence in between them, and they would play three movies, two of them, like they play one movie and then they play a second movie and then they play the first movie again. So
hell
you could,
yeah, they would do that, dude. You just party the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. So we would go in and we'd load up with load up with food and take the laser, and then we'd kick it like right by that chain link fence, and we watch the first two movies on one screen, and then turn around and watch the last movie on the other screen. Yeah, yeah. I always liked it.
That would be a cool place, dude. For sure.
The security guard that worked there was really chill. He was. He was an older guy. I don't remember his name, but he came up to the window and like and hit our joint a couple times. He was just there to like keep people from causing a ruckus and for driving off all drunk. Walter, I think, was his name. Yeah, it's pretty chill.
That's Ben thinking music.
I know. And then I'm trying to remember. There was Sean Sutton's band, the Give Me My Moon Back. They were another one that was picked for Edgefest. There was them and Good Green, and
we had one of the guys from Give Me My Moon Back on like one of our first shows. Remember?
Hey,
yeah.
Sam was at the freaking launch pad.
It was Sean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Sam what?
Marijuana doesn't kill your memory. I'm telling you now.
No. If anything, it stimulates the growth of new brain cells because when you kill off the old ones, they're replaced. So it's good. It's good for you. We've got a call in queue, but they haven't pressed one, so I don't know if they want to come on. I'm highly tempted to just bring them on anyway and say, hey, who is this?
Fuck them.
Gorilla style.
Are you really going to bring them in?
I don't know. I think we should call Faithless James, though, too. I was thinking about that earlier, just because he hasn't called in a couple of weeks. So we should call him and be like, what the hell?
Yeah, dog, like, for sure.
All right.
I talked to him a couple of days ago, actually.
Did it? Yeah.
Well,
I saw him on, like, Monday or something, but and then we were supposed to hang out on Tuesday, but that didn't happen. I don't know. And I drove by the Wash yesterday, I think it was, and it was closed.
All right,
let's see who this is.
I believe so.
Hello.
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 Hey.
How's it going?
How's it going, man?
How are you? I missed your voice.
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, you got some allergies going on? Is that wind kicking your ass?
Epic's weed is kicking ass. I know that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's epic.
I got some of that as well.
Hey, it is. I had some of that yesterday. That
it's
was really
nice.
Good.
It's nice and, yeah. That's what it is. This is Frankie Metro, man. I'm sorry. I'm late, I think. Am I supposed to be on the show?
No,
tonight,
you're right
or?
On time, dude. Right on.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think a wizard is never late nor early, right? Right, precisely when they meet you.
Yeah. I was actually working on a cleft jaw, and I was late to talk about Clefjaw, I think. I don't know. That's the way that should work.
You wrapped up submissions for issue number 2 yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was like 12 a.m.
That's fucking great. So now you're at that spot of sorting through everything.
Well, no, not even. Shit, man, I'm like, I got like three. Well, we're at Clefjaw, you know. We got several different things going on right now. We're getting ready for the release of issue number 1, Collector's Edition, which will be in print, coming out June 15th. It'll be available print, and we're thinking maybe Kindle. I don't know. I might do Kindle as well, but I don't know.
Yeah, and I totally want one of those signed by you and Dustin to hold on to.
Yeah, you'll have to come to the release party and just pick one up for free, like right there. So.
Heck yeah. Is Dustin coming down for that, or where's that going to be?
Release party is going to be June 15th. That's going to be in Longmont as well as Denver, Colorado. Right now we got some, I think, we got some pretty good people signed up, man, like Ellie Finzer, Ellie Portnoy, will be there, as well as, like, Dustin Holland, of course, William Suribani, who just released Galaxy vs. Sabretooth, and, Lindsay Thomas, himself, whoever else we can round up, yeah.
Yeah, now, the Galaxy vs. Sabretooth, that's, out for, Kindle download now, too, right?
That is correct. It's actually $2 on Kindle as opposed to $13.50 for the print book. The only thing about that is, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, like, you can get the $2 Kindle version. That's all well and good. We will more than happy send that to you or send it to your, you know, e-reader.
Download
but,
it to you, right.
Yeah, but the $13.50 that you pay for the print book is well worth the price. I mean, it's just one thing to have a book in your hand. And it's quite another to have, like, a tablet
mm-hmm.
up your ass. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got to check out some of the borders and stuff you were working on for issue number 2. It looks, like, incredibly freaking stylish and unlike what people are seeing. You know, Clefjaw seems to be a fucking fantastic idea, and you're blowing up with it. I think it's really cool.
We're not taking prisoners, man. You know, we don't got any time to meander with all the stuff that, you know, people are used to. And that's, like, the whole point of Clefjaw was, you know, we just wanted to make that separation between what has been deemed, I don't know, the norm in small press, I guess. I really hate using the word small press because, in all honesty, there's a lot of motherfuckers in this shit. So, I mean, I don't
right.
even understand how you could call that. I mean, I understand the technical terminology, like it's a small press run, so it's a small press, what the fuck ever, you know? I mean, this thing is, like, huge anymore. And that's what Clefjaw's mission is. We're out here, like, trying to find as many of the best motherfuckers that we can possibly find.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. I know everybody's been, like, ranting and raving about fucking Clefjaw number 1. And I'm really anxious to see Clefjaw number 2. And I will give you something for number 3. I actually know what I'm going to give you, but I didn't want to rush it. I want to finish it.
I was going to say, you know, you kind of owe us one there, buddy. You kind of owe us one. Yeah.
You've got stage fright.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we're just
That's
taking it in a whole new direction lately with Clefjaw Press. It's like, you know, putting out books now. We've got upcoming things coming up. For 2013, we've got...
Kill Poet, right?
Yeah. Aurora Kill Poet. She'll be releasing a book called... the title right now, tentative title, is Sugar Tank. The name of that
Sugar
one.
Sugar Tank. I really want to get her on the show.
She told me what Sugar Tank meant, and, like, I'd never even heard this, but evidently Sugar Tank is a word that her friends refer to their gay boyfriends as Sugar Tank.
Oh.
Sugar tanks.
Sugar tanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So Corey
but,
is all of our sugar tank.
I have a few sugar tanks. We're just not out of the closet yet.
I feel the song coming on, dude. Seriously.
I do.
Hey, where are you with the piano?
Tank.
We're going to make some
music. Like a tank.
I just always think of, like, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid again. He likes it in the
we
rear.
We shouted it out by Corey Taylor on...
I'm sorry,
the Rip Sorab show. Wait, what?
Yeah, I had a question for Frankie real quick.
Okay, go for it.
Do you expect, like, other art, like, for your magazine? Like, do you do, like, what's a book? Like, do you do any, like, photography? Like, your photos you guys accept from, like, local people, just people you ran into? How do you get pictures for it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're always accepting, like, well, I mean, when submissions are open, which they're closed right now. But for issue number 3, we are accepting, you know, photography. We do accept art. If you look in the first issue, there's actually a little bit of photography in that. William Seward Bonney's book, Galaxy vs. Sabretooth, has a little bit as well. And issue number 2 will also feature some photos from Lindsay Thomas as well. So it should be pretty good.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, I talked to Vince over at the barbershop. I don't know, can we talk about this Frankie, this thing in August that we've been discussing?
Yeah, please. Please do.
Okay. So Ellie Finzer, I keep wanting to say Fortney. She just got married. It's Ellie Finzer from Phoenix and Ryder Collins, right?
Yeah, Ryder said that she's, I don't know, she's, maybe it was Ellie. I can't remember if it was Ellie or Ryder that said that they were down. But I'm going to try to get both of them out here. So, yeah, let's just say both of them. Yeah.
And then Lindsay Thomas as well. And we'll do a poetry read there and then probably an open mic. And this will be at Benny's Barbershop over on 7th and Mountain in Albuquerque. And who knows? Because it sounded like we might traverse it to other people, other places as well, right?
Wow, there's like 6 of you talking right now. I'm sorry, what?
Crazy.
I'm like echoing.
No, that's just the epic weed.
That's epic weed, man. Shit. No, I mean, like, as far as, like, other people, we did have another venue that was planned. We're trying to get the Tanex, which is the local ABQ zine library here out in Borrellas. We're trying to get that one for a weekend. I just spoke with, like, the curator of that the other day, and we're still, like, working things out. Hopefully that'll work out, but, man, I'm calling it out, you know. If you're in the Albuquerque area, you write whatever, you know, come on out. If you're going to bring slam poetry, you know, that's cool. I'll sit through it, you know.
We're not going to hold up cards and judge you.
Yeah. There won't be any cards this time, I promise. Like, we won't be grading anybody on a scale of 1 to 10. Just come on out, man. Maybe there'll be a barbecue. There's definitely going to be – maybe there'll be some epic weed out there.
Possibly.
Hope so. Yeah.
Maybe we can get some music down there, too. I don't know. We should try
I'll
to
go make smoothies.
Out.
Ooh, smoothies.
Yeah, American makes some smoothies.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll show up just for the smoothies, like, for real. I don't even care about the poetry. I'll just show you that. Yeah. Hell yeah. But no, like, it's going to be cool, man. It's going to be celebrating the release of Lindsay Thomas's book, Blind Date at the Glass Eye Disco, which will be out sometime in July from Clefjaw Press. And then we have a reading in August. I don't know, man. We got a whole grip of motherfuckers coming out this year. John Swain, Dustin Holland. Next year, I'm looking in the direction of people like Jason Neese. I'm looking at Isaac Seals. I don't know, man. There's so many voices that I want to put out there, and we got the means to do it now. So.
Yeah. Really, definitely. And you're doing it in a really stylish manner, and just that looks good. It's definitely worth the price. It's like you said, why get the fucking download where you don't get all the work that went into it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're going to get all the work.
Really cool.
But you ain't going to get all the weight. You're not going to get the weight of the situation. You know what I'm saying? You got to hold it to get the weight.
The half of it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, that sounds heavy.
I know, I was like, damn, dog, for sure.
Yeah, I can feel the weight, man. It's freaking heavy.
You feel that shit, right? It's like,
I feel it, dude. That's
yeah.
It's some building stuff, you know. That release is going to be amazing.
You know, it's we've gotten a little bit of attention lately, and we appreciate everybody that's, like, supported us and contributed. And that's why we're going to keep putting stuff out, man, as long as you guys keep fucking reading it. Oh, yeah.
You know what? And it's because of you that we kind of got into this radio show. So, you know what I mean? I mean, thank you for this time.
Dude.
We love this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm glad you guys are still kicking, man. And I'm glad it worked out for you. And, you know, all the shows on Literary Underground. I haven't heard any of the new ones. I don't listen to, like, you know, Nothing to Lose or Clutching at Straws or any of that. I haven't listened to that stuff yet, but, you know, the rest of them, man.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I appreciate what the fuck you guys are doing. You know, there needs to be a voice out there, and more power to you. Fucking A.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Nice.
You too.
Well, I think we should play some music. Can you hang out for a while, Frankie, and kick it with us when we come back? Or
I'm going to go hit this epic weed a little bit more. I might call back later.
Yeah,
I will.
My epic weed just clogged my pipe. I'm trying to find a paper clip.
I like the epic. You know what I'm saying?
Epic.
Epic tale.
Epic
tale of ganja.
Epic.
You guys are awesome, man. I really appreciate it. And
thank you,
www.cleftjaw.weebly.com. There it is. Go to it.
Heck yeah. All right, call us back in a little bit. We're going to play some music.
All right, bro.
Cool, man. This is a band called the Lamest Crush. Again, out of Albuquerque.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman to save the day again. In brightest day, in blackest night, there's no evil left in this whole town to fight. I know it seems so selfish, whining how there's never crime for me. So many superheroes, never enough evil in this city. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes, saving kittens, climbing trees. I can't help think, was this the life I wanted when I joined the Justice League? Is that Batman up ahead of me? He's beat me to the punch at least 3 times this week. And oh my god, Professor X and his whole school is saving kittens. Well, there goes the only work I had. I know I should be happy knowing that the city's safe from harm. But what's the point of living when you never have to be alarmed? I keep having thoughts of being what this city truly needs. I should cause some havoc, shake them up by doing evil deeds. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes. Is protection really best? I can't help think, was this the life they wanted? Maybe people need unrest. I hacked all of Batman's bank accounts and put some kryptonite under Superman's pillow. And as for Hulk, well, let's just say he won't find any purple trousers. I bought up every pair they had. I know it seems so very wrong to hurt those who were close to me. All I can say in my defense, it's for the good of this fair city. So here I sit, the lamest of the superheroes, in my fortress underground. I'm building weapon stores and my minions bring me lots of kittens. There's a new bad guy in town. So here I sit,
the lamest of the superheroes. Screw the kittens, burn the trees. I can't help think, was this the life I wanted when I joined the Justice League?
Carry on. far be safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Derivative was the name of that band. And the one right before that was Jacosha. Again, we played them earlier in the show.
Well, this is
and they're both from Albuquerque. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey.
Okay. Reverb Nation. Okay. Go check everybody
Am
out.
Am I still on?
You're still on.
Hello. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, sorry about that. Michelle Quinn is asking, what was that last song that was playing on the show?
The very last one?
Yeah.
It was Project Derivative is the name of the band. And let me pull up and see what the song was. It was If I Die. And you can find that on Reverb Nation as a free download.
Hell yeah. Call in, Michelle.
Tell Michelle Quinn, hi. Yeah, why does she call in and ask? What is she sending you secret messages for?
I know, secret messages.
Secret.
Secret.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Right,
dude, carne asada. Say it. Carne asada.
Carne asada. All right, let's talk like white people. Okay. Mary, how do you say, a la Vegas?
A la Vegas. Oh, wait, a la Vegas? What, like all the
yeah,
dicks?
Come on. All the dicks.
A la Vegas? I don't know, dude. I'm only like a little bit Mexican. My grandma came over here when she was like 17, so I'm only a little bit. I'm like, you know, second generation or something. Yeah.
She
never
taught
me Spanish.
How do you say burke? Burke. Fuck.
No, it's burke. 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 No, did you say bouquet or burke? No,
bouquet.
It's burke. 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 I don't know. Dude, there's like a million ways you can say it. So
you know what I saw on the internet today? Was
what?
A video. I saw
did
a video
you
for
burke?
No, for a Change by Reviva.
Oh, did you? I posted a video for Change. Yeah, hey, did you see me? I posted that.
That was pretty cool of you.
Yeah, I love Reviva. I honestly have to say they're one of my favorite all-time bands in the world, and they're local, but, like, seriously, I love their music. I love the vibe. It's nice.
They're completely awesome. And
seriously.
They kicked ass at the 420 show, dude, and, like, Christopher is supposed to be coming back.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
so
2 months. We had them on what about a month ago? We had
yeah,
Glenn and Jarrell on, and
we had Buddha
and fucking fun. Awesome. And now when my folks took off to go to Washington, I gave them a handful of CDs to take with them and listen to, and Reviva was one of them. I gave them Jimmy's Jupiter too.
You know what is so funny is when I first got the CD, I only listened to, like, the first six songs for, like, the longest time. And then eventually, because they're so good, I kept on replaying them. And then eventually, like, I finished listening to the rest of the songs. But, like, really, I stayed on the first six songs for a while.
Right.
Yeah, this is because it's just, like, magic. I don't even know how to – yeah, it's awesome. I love those guys.
I don't know. That's kind of weird of you. I listened to the whole album and then I started it over again. I'm not sorry. Really
dude,
sure.
I have
I was
never
just,
been
I was agreeing with you,
weird.
So you didn't feel.
Well I've never been
weird.
Called not weird, so there you go. Mm-hmm. Eccentric me. Have you seen my car? Mm-hmm.
Hey, I helped you paint that car. So did Elena.
The what?
Your car.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Well, you were there when I painted it, Benjamin.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I helped you paint.
You got paint all over Corey's, like, favorite jacket. You remember that, Corey?
Oh,
yes.
My God, you ass.
Right.
Thanks, Mary, for bringing us
all. All right, hold on. We have a caller. Let's see who's calling.
Hello?
Occupy right, Underground Radio. How may I help you?
Yo, this is Michelle Quinn.
Michelle, how's it going?
I'm doing really good
to hear you.
What was the name of that last song you played?
It was It was just a corporate robot list, I think.
I'll tell you something.
Listen.
Let's stop.
That's good stuff there, Michelle.
Stopped smoking cigarettes 13 years ago.
Good job. Congratulations. And you started smoking crack. That's even worse for you. You better quit.
No, I don't smoke.
You can't substitute addiction for another addiction. It's a downward spiral, man.
Now, why would you say that to me?
I don't smoke nothing no more. Yeah, smoking crack. You're smoking something.
No.
Even though it's a crack.
I don't believe you, Michelle.
I went out and had a campfire with smoke on it. But I never
had. Well, if you're breathing in those chemtrails, then, you know, you're just fucked anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, right. Chemtrail. You guys play too much music on this show. I thought it was listening to some kind of damn horrible rock and roll radio.
That's what you're doing. You're listening to the 80s. We'll make you fall in love. Even if it's with yourself. You'll be happy.
Remember?
It's a happy finish.
One time I was in love. I met this gal on, what's that? Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist? Was it Casual Encounters?
He was on Casual Encounters.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it?
He was male, female for male. It was male, female for male. I had sex with her husband.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. How did that happen?
Well, she was a voyeur. She wanted to watch, and
I've totally had that before too.
Yeah,
I've been there, but I was on the receiving end.
I mean, you was on the receiving end. That was you.
I was. It was trickery in the worst part, but it ended with a good story and maybe a few freaking rug burns, but it was all good.
Did you have? Would you do it again?
These ads are a good investment.
Would I do it again? I don't know. If the moon was in the right vicinity and it was a certain time of year and I had the certain amount of alcoholic beverages in me, it may be a possibility.
Yeah.
I'd have to be blindfolded, though, and there would have to be mood music.
Mood music?
Like what kind of mood music?
The mood, Mary.
Depends on what kind of mood I want to be in. Like, if I want to get all funky and dirty, it would be like some R. Kelly, dude, because that takes me back to like the Jeep time.
I'll tell you something.
You remind me of my Jeep. No, just kidding.
You gotta stop singing for a minute. I can't climax unless Fog Hat's playing.
Fog Hat, dude. Fog Hat's someone totally different. You cannot confuse the two, R. Kelly and Fog Hat. They're not even the same genre. Climax and
genre?
Harm. On your face?
You said genre.
Money shot. He did.
On your face. On your face.
Hey, have you guys seen
I'm
any red
right here on your face. What's that?
Just
there's too much
hair.
Noise going on.
Yeah? Michelle, you have a manly voice.
Yeah.
I know, right? He smokes for so long.
Hey, do you guys have any ratchet bitches there?
Ratchet? I don't know. Those are in Flint. Corey, you got any handy?
Ratchet-ass bitches.
I gotta go. I'm actually getting ready to go shoot our All-Stars, so I'll see if I can find some more ratchet-ass bitches. Give me
your
number.
Thank you.
They were ratchet-ass hosts.
For sure.
I want to clarify. I want to make sure that we get that we have the right classification going on. Ratchet-ass
hosts. This is Michelle Quinn, a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Michelle Quinn, star of Nothing to Lose radio on, is it Monday night? Monday nights, right?
Yeah.
I think.
So I can
Monday
call
nights,
on Monday
right? Monday night.
With your show?
On,
yeah.
Yeah.
Call on
radio.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
I'm calling your show.
And,
can I call on your show?
Ask for Michelle.
Are you guys just
producing for Michelle?
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio, Mary. I said, are you trying to seduce our listeners via Blog Talk Radio, Mary?
What was
dude, like, what was it? Like a month and a half ago, she went totally nuts. You were there.
Who was where?
I don't consider myself bisexual, but your voice was very sexy.
What are you guys doing?
Thank
There's
you.
Some heavy breathing going show. On. I know who
you are talking to,
Mary. Voice, Ben.
I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't really care.
That's right. We all have sexy voices
told
on this show.
Craigslist. Craigslist tricked him out of the closet. He didn't know
That's
he wanted
right.
it until he got there. And the strap-on came out, and then it was all...
No, there was no strap-on. It was, what do they call that? Where you... It's like a... What do they call that thing with a... It's like a knuckle sandwich in your butthole.
Oh, okay.
A freaking
butthole?
Yeah, I've
not had that.
I don't know what they call that.
Was it butt plug or did you have a
beak?
Was it a cock ring with a vibrator on it?
Your butthole.
Why would you have a...
Dude, there's sensory organs down there. It feels good, all right? The taint is, you know, I'm just saying, that's the fun part. There's a lot of fun things going to happen there.
From the taint.
It ain't a bad thing to talk about.
No.
No.
You tickle the taint. Don't punch it. Don't punch the taint.
No. Don't punch the taint, no. There's no punching. Where'd that come from?
Is that a punch on the taint?
Yeah.
Is that also a donkey punch?
Well, no. Donkey punch is when you punch somebody in the back of the head while you're talking. Yeah, that's something totally different.
Mary, have you ever been donkey punched?
Well, only if I had a strap on. And if I had a strap on, then maybe it would work. Because I just don't want to get punched in the back of the head.
Who are we calling?
Yeah. Who are we calling?
Craigslist James. But I figure we're going to get his answering machine, so I'm hoping.
Who are we calling? Taylor Dane?
We're calling Taylor Swift. We're calling Taylor Swift, Michelle. We're going to ask her about her last relationship and her boyfriend.
Hi, Taylor. This is Michelle Quinn.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. Ed.
Taylor?
Taylor? This is Taylor Swift?
No,
oh,
we're never
Michelle
getting
Quinn.
Back together. Hey, Michelle Quinn. Hi, this is Taylor. I told you not to call her Michelle. I haven't gone into my lesbian relationships and breaking up with them yet. I'm not ready to come out of the closet. Holly.
Damn closet.
Damn closet. They are.
Cock blocking. Wait, there's no cock in that. Well, dude, Michelle, you have a really deep voice.
Thanks. That's because
you said that once before.
And all your organs start regenerating themselves after 7 years.
I guess you get a room and you start eating each other out, or you keep complimenting each other, and they're with you. It's like, such a sexy voice, Michelle. Oh, my God. Oh, Mary, I love your voice, too. Oh, I want to spread crazy all over you.
Who wants to go crazy all over me?
Crazy. It's a gravy.
What kind of
crazy?
Gravy? Gravy? Like what kind? Country gravy or brown gravy?
No,
because I can make
some
damn good country gravy.
What's country gravy?
Dude, country gravy is when you get like freaking meat drippings. See, I'm a vegetarian, but I was raised country girl out in the middle of nowhere. But you get like drippings from meat, like either bacon or sausage or even like hamburger, whatever kind of meat you have. You get like the drippings from it. Yeah, pork chops. And then you make a roux with flour and that grease. And then you add a little bit of like evaporated milk, and then you like stir it up, and you like freaking blend it in. You get all the lumps out, and you make like a damn good gravy. And you just add milk, and oh my God, I'm just saying it's really good.
Have you ever thought about having maybe like a lesbian brunch with me,
Michelle?
Yeah.
That could be a possibility. I'm also open to swinging in other dimensions and genders. Maybe Michelle, we could do a gravy luncheon.
All right, thanks.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, we might as well just, you know, get it all out here now.
Let's be honest. Some gravy luncheons. Sounds good. Ben, are you going to come to our brunch and watch us munch?
That's uncalled for. Why don't you guys have any...
Oh,
more of your damn hipster music to play?
I know, like, where's the music at?
Where the hell's all the hipster songs?
Benjamin went all quiet. He's on Craigslist right now.
Hey, casual encounters, man.
Missing connections.
No, I totally hung up on myself.
Check missing connections tomorrow.
And I had to call back.
I'm waiting for
that happened like last week.
Who drives the colorful car? I haven't seen it yet.
What?
Nothing.
Talking to herself.
She is.
Nope.
She's gone and she's
you guys
the crazy ever since she took those mushrooms last week. It's a,
oh, it's just a little tracer.
Hey, do you guys have any Bob Seger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, turn the page.
We got some ZZ Top too.
Soon be
warm. Do you have some turn the page, Ben? I was listening to Pandora today, and that song came on, and I had a big sing along, and some of the guys in the back at like work that were like estimating out plans, we all had a sing along. They started singing along too. It was a magical moment.
Sounds very gay.
Oh.
I know it does, but I like to make those gay moments my everyday musical life.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I sing like a bird. It just happens to be a crow.
Your whole life's like an episode of Glee.
Well, not as cheerful. All right. It's kind of an R-rated show, all right? Glee, no. But it would be a bad... Dude, they should have an R-rated freaking musical. We need to make one.
Okay.
I'm down.
R-rated musical.
R-rated Disney film is what I want.
Well, that's basically this. Not High School Musical, just like... What's after high school? Life? Life musical. Bam! Bitches.
Man, I got two kids, man, and they ain't got no diaper, man, and now shit sucks right now, but man, they no acorn on the cob, man.
My acorn on the cob. Fuck your life.
Now. Well, shit, should we play some more music?
No.
Yeah, I think we've been saying that for like 20 minutes.
I know who our caller is. Somebody told me who our caller is. I won't say anything, but I'm going to tell you later, Ben. Michelle knows who our secret caller is, Michelle Quinn.
Yeah, I am the secret caller. Yes,
that is Michelle Quinn.
You really
yeah,
are
I,
Michelle.
I'm fully,
yeah,
I'm fully aware.
If that's your real name,
Michelle
is Carol.
My real name is Carol.
Carol.
Carol Butzer.
Carol.
Don't play more bullshit music.
I got the music. All right.
Nobody
Here's,
wants
to
hear it.
This is a band called. Next to the tracks.
You gotta be kidding me.
Talk over it? No, that's rude. That's rude.
Talk over the entire thing. Ben, you
gotta be kidding me.
There is a door, still free to roll. Many times we've been out drinking, and many times we've shared our thoughts. But did you ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live I won't let go. Could you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful and position comes blacking in my mind. That I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? There's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives. Together or apart, alone or with our wives, that we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see. Did you know how much I love you?
been a boring guy. My jokes are dry and overdone. It's been a while since I've been so wide-eyed. I know I'm not the only one. I'm disillusioned just like all of you. But don't you worry, I won't lie. My words aren't pretty, but you know they're true. Which you can't say for any other guy. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna see you cross your fingers when you say I love you too. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna roll my eyes and pull my hair with everything you do. I cannot say I'm very stable. I like the summertime the best. Any other time of year, and I get cripplingly depressed. If my resentment were a mountain, you'd have to scale Olympus Mons. So it's good that you won't know it's there till we split up and you're long gone. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna see you cross your fingers when you say I love you too. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna roll my eyes and pull my hair with everything you do. Love has never been enough. 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 I want to be miserable with you. Want to see you cross your fingers when you say I love you too. I want to be miserable with you. Want to roll my eyes and pull my hair with everything you do. I want to be miserable with you. Want to see you cross your fingers when you say I love you too. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna roll my eyes and pull my hair with everything you do. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna see you cross your fingers when you say I love you too. I want to be miserable with you. Wanna roll my eyes and pull my hair with everything you do. I have always been a boring guy. At least that's what my exes say.
The way you move will be in our trial. I just recently heard about him, I think about a month or so ago, and yeah, he's pretty fucking awesome.
He is. Out of Lexington, Kentucky, I think, or somewhere in Kentucky, and
I don't know.
That's a cool song by him, and there's like a, there's another version of it that's a lot more upbeat and shortened, and that's the one that's with the music video, but I like that original one a lot better. It's cooler.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So we've got a couple minutes left. We should go over again. May the 4th be with you. Dan Bar, Uncertain Southern, Rio Rancho.
Donuts in the parking lot.
Donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah, and I'd like to just, I think we should give a welcome to our newest employee, the Secretary Alicia.
Thank you.
Alicia,
first
welcome.
Thank you. Next week I'll tell you guys my shin story.
Nice.
Right. Thank you to the certain person who did something for me that I enjoyed with mushrooms, I think it was. Yeah, for sure. Pizza was really
good.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, did you do that? You did that in honor of Mary's birthday last week as well, right?
Yeah, of course I did.
If I could walk around tripping on shrooms every day, I would do it. Everything was so much prettier. Take me to another planet.
Yeah, those blue and red lights are very pretty for sure.
I wanted to talk to Swartzen today because I know he had a little mushroomy adventure last night.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Did you talk to him today, Mary?
I talked to him today briefly. He just said, incredible. I was asking about rehearsal. I wasn't able to make it. It was at 7.
Yeah. Well, I heard my friend is worth New Mexico, so thanks, guys. You fucking rock.
You're welcome. Glad to contribute.
Yeah, thanks, New Mexico. Way to go.
I was like, we need to go to New Mexico right now. We need some more of these.
I want to say thanks to everybody who made the music that we played tonight, and thanks for putting
thank
it
you.
Up for free downloads on Reverb Nation,
yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
awesome.
Thanks to Frankie Metro for calling in and telling us about Clefjaw and what's going on with that, and him
good
and Dustin Holland
the
are doing an, yeah, they're doing an awesome job over there. I was over here looking at some of the stuff that Frankie was showing me for issue number 2, and it does. It looks really freaking cool. I mean, all of the hand-drawn little borders and everything that they've done just is it's unlike what you're seeing. You know, it's really freaking cool. A lot of work goes into it, and it's awesome. And I don't know why you would want to download a copy of that. You would want that to show to people.
To get
the
hard copy for sure. I can't wait to see your signed copy, Ben. That's going to be awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
The people's dreams are coming true. It's amazing. Good times. I'm glad to be here.
Yep, good jams. Thanks, guys.
I've got a pretentious little voice telling me that we have a minute left.
We have a minute left.
Oh,
in 60 seconds.
Yeah. We used to have James here play piano for us.
Okay, so the Dam Bar this Saturday night, Band with No Name, G.R. Swartzen Band, and Epic. And we're going to have...
and Nick Fury.
Yeah, I'm not going to forget about Nicholas. And it's going to be a good old, like, freaking
host
family
of,
time.
Riffs and Raps.
We were on that
Wednesday
show last night.
Mary and I were on Riffs and Raps last night, pimping out Occupy Underground Radio. You guys should check it out. We gave you a big shout out too, Corey James, because you weren't there, but
we did. You know. We were like singing a CT song.
We're at the very end. If you're listening in archives, the show is going to keep going for a little longer, and we'll play some more Slayer for you. Shitty Thing, Jeff Hanneman Dying. This is the end.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Peace out, everybody. We love you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, we are in archive now.
Hell yeah.
It's the after party.
Time to get the party. All right.
It's a party in the pants.
Well, once again, I didn't get to play a few of the bands that I wanted to play, but that's cool.
No, there's always more for next time.
Well,
I'll give you that CD to burn, Ben, so that way we have them.
Yes, some Mondo Vibrations. And I've got pictures from their show on the 20th that I need to go through.
That was
fun.
It was good to see, like, a whole bunch of bands and then see them play twice. I was, like, did the whole crawl thing. So we went to see Marble, then we went and seen them at freaking Launchpad. It was a good time.
My folks were there to see Mondo play at the first one over at Marble.
They're pretty good. I have their CD in the car. Mike was in People's Republic with Nick, and I did a gig with them last year on May the 4th Be With You at Burst. That was my first show I got.
Yeah, and he was in the music video with you guys for
What Kind of Life. Yeah.
And he works over at Grandma's Music, too, over
in
Of Course.
Yeah, he does. He's got some amazing dreads.
He's
a really talented audio engineer too. I mean, like, just doing the sound for American Slang last Friday night at Marble, like, he did a really good job. They sounded amazing. And then there was like the helicopter that came and put the spotlight on the crowd. That was awesome.
Right.
We
all like turned and flipped them off in unison. It was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. Good time. American
Slang.
Like a party
right in the street. And then Danny the Harps and Mondo too. And he was in all the fucking bands that played that night.
Dude,
that guy is
Danny's in like
band.
How many bands? Is he gonna
I don't
call
know, but
we,
I was over at Low Spirits for it was a compilation of Native American bands that were playing that night, and he shows up, puts his hand on my shoulder, and turn around, there's fucking ZZ Top standing right there. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm playing in the next band. How many fucking bands are you in? You know, but I think he's gonna come on the show maybe next week. I don't know. I gotta call him and
I wonder if
he
has a twin and they just like play like you know there's two of them and so that because he has so many bands he's in there he has to have like a lookalike. Dude,
how could you practice with any of them? I mean, one, he's just like, he just has to show up and just fucking rock it. That's he just like,
yeah,
he's
awesome.
He
gets in the vibe, that's for sure. Like, freaking listening to him with Brother Project on freaking 420, dude, and he had the keys. Man, that like took me to another level. That was some amazing shit, dude. Brother Project freaking kicked ass on 420 at freaking the Marble,
man.
Dude. That was awesome.
Waldo is an amazing guitarist too.
He really is. He's just an amazing person. Like he's so big,
really,
but he has such like a great vibe about him.
Yeah, for sure. We really need to get him on the show too. Every time I've mentioned it to him, he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm totally down." And then there's just like no correspondence or getting together with that guy.
Well, you know, it's some initiative on our part. We just need to bug him. He's busy.
Right.
We're all busy. We just need extra pushes. We don't only do this. We have day jobs. Well, at least some of us have day jobs. Wait, hold on. Do you and Corey have day jobs?
No.
What's that? I do.
Yeah. Do you guys have day jobs?
Yet.
No, I see. I have a day job, and I have four kids. So I've got a lot of shit going on.
I have a day job and one kid. Mary, I got something to tell you.
What?
You're going to be really happy. I'm now an assistant coach for my son's baseball team.
Oh, that's so awesome, Corey. Why aren't you telling me this stuff more often?
Right? Cool.
No, but that's really cool, dude.
Pictures
awesome.
To post. You have pictures for that shit, too.
What's
you,
the name
you
of the
know
team,
what I
Corey?
Want to do? I want to do, like, a little baseball card. I want to make them all, like, baseball cards with the photos, you know what I mean?
Oh,
since
yeah,
I just
that'd be
got
cool.
This 50mm, but, like, a really good fucking baseball card.
Do, like, a little documentary.
Yeah, do a little documentary. No, not about the kids, but, hey, that's what I'm going to work on. I'm working on a documentary right now for those of you who are listening, which I doubt it's anyone. So it's pretty much just all I'm telling you now.
There'll be a naysayer, Corey. Fucking quit with your vibe, dude. You're manifesting some bad
that's
shit.
Right.
Everybody's listening. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right, you have the power of positive thought. This episode is going to miraculously have just like been taken right, you know, so everybody
dude,
who's
like how did our Valentine's show get like over 2,000 listeners? Come on.
20 billion is what we had. We had 20 billion listeners that week. Right.
We did.
I don't know exactly. I don't know what happened.
We're
going to
have like intergalactic and dimensional listeners.
Yeah. We have listeners in other galaxies for sure. Listeners on other planets and other star systems. And
hey, Ben, did you see Task One's new video today?
No, I haven't actually. Okay, look, I've been on my phone accessing Facebook. I haven't had a chance to, like, sit down and get on my computer because there's a few things that I've seen pop up that I'm like, okay, I really need to go check that out. But and that's one of them. And we need to get him back on the
so
show, too.
Ben's been occupied.
Awesome, dude. It is, like... It is seriously 100% professional level, dude. Amazing.
Really?
There's nothing else I can see. They're in a fucking roller rink, bro. You went from a comic shop to a fucking roller rink, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's dude,
that's awesome.
An awesome idea, dude.
Yeah, I'm
going
to post it right now.
It would be a fun place to shoot a video. And
yeah,
then go
yeah,
to freaking, like, Gravity Park.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go make something to eat, and I'll watch that before I listen to the show and check it out. Should we do a little send-off and give people a bunch of Slayer to listen to before it cuts us off?
Yeah, I'm God.
Yeah,
I
as well. Rest in peace, Jake.
That's right, man. Fucking A. Sucks.
Episode 12, out.
Because we're at that spot, man. It's like we're all of these cool, influential musicians and artists from our era are going to die. And it's like, I know Adam Yauch was the first one for me where I was really like, oh, my God, what the fuck are we going to do without the Beastie Boys? But here we go. It's like Slayer is dying, Metallica next, you know. Well, don't get me started. yeah, I don't know. Let's play some fucking music. Everybody who fucking listened to the show and who's continuing to listen now, thank you. Here is some Slayer.
Thank you, Beck.
thinking about what.